Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the OU, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the fifth day of the month of Teves here in the United States, and already Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Yom Shishi, the sixth day of Teves in Eretz Yisrael. We continue to daven for all of our brothers and sisters in Israel, that the body of the one remaining hostage, Ran Gvili, still being unjustly held in Gaza, be returned for a proper burial in Israel without delay. Additionally, amongst all Chalei Yisrael, including those injured in the horrible shooting massacre in Australia last week, please keep in mind as well Rafael Yitzchak Aaron, Ben Malka Chana, may he and all those in need of a refuah shalema, be it physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, they all have a refuah shalema. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Jordan Auerbach of the Young Israel of North Woodmere in, I guess, Valley Stream or North Woodmere, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Auerbach's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and finally concluding with Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, we will recite Achenu in both Hebrew as well as in English, the Mishaberach for our dear and brave and special Chayalim. And finally, Rabbi Auerbach will conclude with the Mishaberach Lecholim, pausing for about 30 seconds so that each of us here on the call can insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please do so by visiting ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link, ou.org/Tehillim call. Please share it with family, friends, with your shul network. We'd love to have more people come and join us on this call, because each individual, each person joining us is another three more parakim of Tehillim we say together, more Torah learning, more davening. It certainly makes a difference in the world. And with that, the chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Auerbach.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. Just first and foremost, it's a tremendous chus to be able to join and participate on this call with such an amazing group of people that are so committed to supporting Klal Yisrael. And thank you, Rabbi Herman, for inviting me in the first place and for all that you're doing for the Seaboard. It's really a tremendous, tremendous covenant chus to be able to join. I wanted to share an idea on this week's Parsha before we move on to the Tehillim. We are shown the continuation of the story that began last week in Parsha's Mikates. And now, after long last, Yaakov Avinu, in the middle of the Parsha, descends down to Egypt with the rest of his family. And after 22 long and difficult years of separation from his son Yosef, he is finally reunited with his beloved, his favorite son Yosef, and they embrace and they're reunited in an extremely moving, very happy scene. Shortly thereafter, Yaakov is brought to be introduced to Paro, to the ruler of Egypt. And in their interactions, in their first introduction, Paro asks Yaakov, Kama yinei shnei chayecha, how many are the years of your life? How old are you, essentially, is the question that Paro asks. And this is perhaps maybe a unusual question that one would ask in one's first introduction. It's maybe unusual that people would ask this straight out in one of the first encounters one has with someone, unless perhaps they're of a similar age and they're trying to maybe track who they may know in common. But it seems in this context it's a bit unusual. And the Daf Zakenin and Bali Tosfos points out that the unusual question was probably preceded by Yaakov looking a particularly old age relative to maybe how old he should have looked, and that Paro is actually just reacting and asking almost reflexively based on the unusual appearance that Yaakov looked perhaps much older than he should have based on his age, based on what he would assume given the age of his children, his family, etc., and that it in fact was just a sort of a logical outgrowth of the physical appearance of Yaakov Avinu based on Paro's perception of him. Then the pasuk that ensues, Yaakov responds to Paro, and he says, Yaakov says to Paro that the years of his travels on this world, his sojourn, so to speak, are 130 years, and they've been few, and they've been hard and difficult, And he essentially gives this very dour, very cynical sort of perspective on his life up until this point in response to a relatively basic question of how old he is. And in that context, he gives a little bit more framing, a little bit more context to the response as well. And then Yaakov is in encountering Paro, he's meeting this person for the first time that's been the host and the benefactor of his son Yosef, and he gives this sort of a more elaborate response relative to what the question was really asking him to explain. And the Das HaKadim explains that there was something very significant going on at this particular moment that quotes from the Medrash, and the Medrash tells us, according to Chazal, that at this particular moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to this this statement from Yaakov, and he essentially said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol said, I saved you from Esav, and I saved you from Lavan, and I returned Dina to you after the episode with Shechem. And now, after your long wait, I finally reunited you with your son Yosef. And now, given all the tremendous bracha and all the blessing that I've bestowed upon you, your response to this question is that you've had such a hard, terrible life, such negative terms, such a negative framing of your life until this point. And based upon this reaction of Yaakov and the framing, the context that he provides, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides, according to the Medrash, to actually shorten Yaakov's life. He was going to live for a longer time, more comparable to the ages of his father and grandfather. But based on this particular reaction, this particular framing that he provides to Paro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides in this moment to shorten the years of Yosef's life. So it seems to be, according to the Das HaKadim, that Yaakov is getting punished for giving what is really an honest and accurate answer, a very very justified and logical description of his life until this point. He undeniably had experienced a very difficult, very challenging life with many, many trials and tribulations up till this point when he encounters Paro. And he's seemingly, ostensibly being punished for just giving an honest answer based on his own feelings, his own emotions. Why would it be, according to the Medrash, according to the Das HaKadim, that he's being punished for just giving his emotional, reflexive, truthful, and honest answer? So, Rav Hanoch Leibowitz, Zecher Tzadok Livracha, who served as the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva Chafetz Chaim, in the Sefer Chidushei HaLev, which is many of his ideas on the Parashiyos, he explains in the following way. Yaakov made a particular error in how he responded to Paro, and it's all in the framing. It's all in the contextualization. It's all in the way that he gives the outside sort of picture and perspective to the actual answer, the actual information of just the actual age of his life that Paro was really asking for. It's all the extras, all the trimmings around the sides that are the cause of the issue, the cause of the mistake, the cause that ultimately leads to this punishment. He says, I'm 130 years old, Shoshimu Ma'at Shana, and Ma'at Barayim Hayu. They've been too short, they've been too difficult, they're not particularly good years, and my lifespan, therefore, has not been great. And says Rav Hanoch Leibowitz with the Bracha that this was the mistake of Yaakov. It's the perspective, it's the framing, it's the way in which he is viewing his own life. It was certainly true, it was certainly the case that he has been faced with many challenges, many trials and tribulations, and it's certainly true that his physical appearance in looking particularly old, particularly aged, was most likely a result of all the extra stress and anxiety that these challenges presented him with. But that does not necessarily mean, says Rav Hanoch, that we are meant to then have a negative and sort of cynical perspective on our lives. It is perhaps putting the minor sort of elements of our lives first and foremost in our minds, when in fact the ikar, the most fundamental, the primary focus should be instead on all the positives, on all the brachos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has showered upon us. And Yaakov Avinu certainly is no stranger to bracha and blessing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from his economic successes in his life, to the miraculous return of his believed to be deceased son Yosef, to the return of his daughter Dina after her abduction at the hands of Shechem, the story that there ensued, and now his son is in a position, Yosef, to save the entire family as the famine is progressing in Eretz Canaan, and all of these tremendous and amazing brachos and blessings from HaKadosh Baruch Hu really should be the things that are the primary focus of Yaakov as he looks back and reflects on his life, but instead he has this very negative, very cynical, very skewed perspective of his life, and he reports to Paro in such a negative and such a cynical way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forced to react with his punishment of shortening the days of his life. And Rav Hanoch points out that the lesson we learn from the mistake of Yaakov is that a Jew is always meant to see and focus primarily on all the brachos, on all the blessings, on all the positives that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that God brings to us in our lives. It's undeniable that the Jewish people collectively have gone through over the last several years a particularly difficult stretch, but both personally and communally and collectively, we are reminded by this week's parsha that we're supposed to always try to identify and locate and fixate on the positives and frame our lives from that perspective, both as individuals within Klal Yisrael and certainly as a community, as an Am, as a nation. We're certainly supposed to recognize all the tov, all the good, all the positive, all the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has provided for us. And as we join together on these calls to be given chizuk, to be mechazik each other, perhaps this is a reminder that we could take from the parsha and from the call in particular, that we have, Baruch Hashem, so many amazing things that have been done to and for Klal Yisrael over the course of our history collectively, and least of which is this very call right now, the opportunity to come together as a community to daven on behalf of Klal Yisrael based on the technological advances that provide the opportunities for so many people from throughout the world to join together. It's really an amazing bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it should not be taken for granted, as we so often do with the amazing things that we're given in our lives, and instead, we should try to identify and reflect on all the positives and not allow for the negatives, which maybe perhaps draw more of our attention to become the focus and the way in which we frame and reflect on our lives as we go through our day-to-day lives, and certainly in hindsight as we reflect on all the things that have occurred to us and around us in our lives up until this point. So, Mirz Hashem, we should be zochah to have the positive perspective and the ability to see past the negatives, see past the challenges, and draw strength and chizuk from all the positives as we move forward to progress with the understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always constantly giving us so much to be thankful for and so much to recognize and to recollect and recall as we go through our days. And Mirz Hashem will be zochah to a lot more bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both individually and also collectively as a collective nation and people of Klal Yisrael. We'll proceed on to Tehillim, starting with Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Lam Natseach Mizmor LeDavid. Yamcha Adonai V'yom Tzara Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yisadecha Yizkor Kol Min Chosecha V'yolascha Yidash Nosela Yitem Lecha Chilvavecha V'chol Atzascha Yimalei Niranada V'shuasecha V'shem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimalei Adonai Kim Kol Mishavosecha Ata Yodati Ki Hoshia Adonai Mishicho Yanei Mishmei Kachel Begrus Yesho Yemino Ilu V'recha V'ilu V'asusim V'anechnu V'shem Adonai Eloheinu Naskir Hema Karu V'nafalu V'anechnu Kamnu V'nisodad Adonai Hoshia Hamelech Yaneinu V'yom Karenu. Moving on to Kuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 1:21. Shir Lamalos Esa Inay El Harim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri Me'im Adonai Yosei Shemayim Va'aretz. Al Yitin Lamot Raglecha Al Yanum Shomrecha. Hine Lo Yanum Velo Yishan Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomrecha Adonai Tulcha Al Yad Yiminecha. Yomam Hashemesh Lo Yakeka V'yareach Balayla. Adonai Yishmorcha Mikol Ra Yishmor Es Nafshecha. Adonai Yishmor Tzeitcha Uvoecha Mi'ata V'yad Olam. Kof Lamed, chapter 130. Shir Hamalos, Yimakim Kirosicha Adonai. Adonai Shima Vikoli, Tiena Znecha Kashivos Likol Tachanunai. Im Avonos Tishmoria Adonai Niyamod. I Imcha Hasalicha Limaam Tivare. Kivisi Adonai Kivsa Nafshi Vilibaro Hochalti. Nafshi Ladonai Mishomerim, Laboker Shomerim, Laboker. Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Kiim Adonai Achetel Yardei Imokadus. Hu Yifdes Yisrael Mikol Avonosar. Achinu kol veis Yisrael hanesunim batzara uvashivya haumvim vein bayam uvein bayabasha. Amakom yirachim aleihem yotiyem mitzara levracha umifela leora umyeshiva legula hashda vagala vizman tariv v'nomar amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now swiftly and soon, and let us say amen. Making a Shabarach for Chayalei Tzahal. Mishabarach Avosenu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Hu Yivarech Es Chayalei Tzva Havana L'Yisrael Yanshei Kochot HaBitachon Ha'omdim Al Mishmar Arteinu V'Yarei Eloheinu Migvul HaLevanon V'Yamidbar Mitzrayim Min Hayam HaGadol Adleva HaRava L'chom Makom Shehem V'Yabasha B'Avir U'Bayah Yitain Adonai Es Oyveinu HaKamim Alinu Nigafim Lifneihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmar V'Yatil Es Chayalinu Mikol Tzara V'Tuka Mikol Nego Machava Yishlach Baruch Hu Yatzlacha V'chol Ma'aseh Yedayim Yadber Soniu Tachteim Yatrim Vizkesu Yeshua Vateret Nitzachon Rukiyam Bahem Akasuv Ki Adonai Elohichem Ha'olechi Machem Li Lachem Lachem Imo Ivechem Loshia Eschem Benomar Amin. Mishabarach for Cholim. Mishabarach Avosinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David Ushlomo Hu Yivarech Birapei Es HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rechamim Aleihem Malach Limam Malach Osam Malach Titam Malach Yosam Yishlach Lahem Meira Refuah Shleimam Min Hashemayim Ramach Ez Areihem Ushisak Yideihem Besof Shar Cholei Yisrael Refuah HaNefesh Refuah HaGuf Hashda V'Agala V'Isman Kariv V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Auerbach. Really great to have you on. We certainly look forward, please God, in your Hashem, to having you back on in the very near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program, which will be on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. I also want to thank, as always, Rebecca Levy for all of her help and coordination behind the scenes. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day and a beautiful Shabbos.